I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line, it is Melanie. Hello, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm all right.
All right. What are you calling about?
I wanted to say that, you know, I feel like women, no matter what they do, when they're breastfeeding, it's always an issue. And this guy should have, like Danielle said, just completely ignored it. And I wanted to share a quick story. When I was nursing my son, I was at a barbecue at family's house. So I went upstairs by myself to feed him. And my brother-in-law came in. We were talking. Then his wife came in. We were talking. No big deal. I was covered and everything.
Yeah.
But the next time we went over, the sister-in-law wanted had me go for a ride with her to the store or something. And the purpose of the ride was to tell me that I should not nurse my child in front of her son again because I was trying to turn him on.
Oh, my God.
How old,
did you believe that?
How old is the son?
Well, he was a baby. He was only like a couple months old.
No. She said you were trying to turn the son on.
No, her husband.
The husband. Okay,
oh.
I think you said son. Okay.
Oh, so good move.
That's the brother-in-law, correct?
God. Yes.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, I went upstairs by myself so no one would feel uncomfortable. You guys came into the room.
Yeah, that seems like a woman who's a little bit insecure when it comes to to her man.
Yeah, but no matter where you go, I mean, I tried, like Danielle said, not to nurse in public as best I could. I would prepare. But sometimes you have to do it, and it just people just stare at you like they have no idea what's going on.
Well, listen, I think the problem is that for men, boobs, they've been sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
They,
I know.
That's what they are. They're not. So, and oftentimes, I mean, listen, this is kind of maybe the hypocrisy of the whole thing. There are women who will show off their boobs, their cleave, in order to take advantage of that, or because they are proud of the way they look. Am I right in saying that, Melanie?
Well, yeah, yes, you are. But I feel like when someone's nursing, they don't intentionally try to show off their boobs.
Correct.
I could be wrong.
Correct. No, you're right about that. No, but it's hard for the tiny little pea-like brain of a man to understand. We don't really. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You guys are going to have to work on that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, so do you think that? So, in case you're just joining us, we were talking about an HR professional in New York. Who was doing an interview with a woman, and her adult daughter was there with her baby, and the woman whipped it out and began to feed the baby, and the man asked her to take it out of the office because he was uncomfortable and worried about some kind of a Me Too sexual harassment thing, and now he has been suspended from work for 25 days for this. And do you feel like that's the right thing, or do you think that he should, like, does he have any right to privacy in his office?
I mean, he does have right to privacy, but what she was doing is in no way any different than her feeding the baby a bottle. Huh. I don't think he should be suspended for 25 days. Maybe, like, a write-up?
Yeah. Yeah, a note in his folder?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's one of those situations. She was in no wrong, but I can see how he would be a little uncomfortable.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you, Melanie. Very interesting conundrum that is faced by those in the workplace when it comes to breastfeeding. It is 9:10. We sent LB home this morning because he was not feeling well.
No, he looked at my boob.
That is an update on on LB. And, of course, he had his major surgery a few weeks ago and may have come back too soon. So we will we'll keep you up to date on him. But we did he was feeling rough this morning. So that is where LB is. And it is time for this.
Get ready to bow to your robot overlords. The robot uprising is coming.
Cyberdyne Systems, Terminator online.
All right, time now for today's robot uprising report. And a grocery chain in Pennsylvania, which is called Giant, is adding robot assistants at all 172 of their locations. Your thoughts on this? Now, this is what the robot assistants will do. They run around the store, wheel around the store, if you will. And they look to see what needs to be restocked on the shelves.
Okay.
If there is a spill of some kind of an item, like milk or something, they clean that up, and they are there to assist the customers. Would that freak you out if you're in the cheese aisle and they're out of goat, and all of a sudden a robot comes running over in a menacing way and delivers you a package of goat cheese? Would that terrify you, or would you find it useful?
I'd be psyched that I didn't have to speak to a human.
You would?
Yeah.
You would like that?
Yeah, I'd be fine with it.
You like the robot uprising for that
I mean, I don't love that they're, you know, taking jobs away from humans, but from an interaction perspective, I'm fine with it.
Here is one of the managers at the Giant grocery store chain. His name is Patrick Maturo.
Scanning the floor to look for any type of slips or trip hazards, and if he finds anything, he'll stop and he'll page for assistance to have it cleaned up, and he'll be creating a safer environment for customers and associates. Many times people are ambivalent to him and just walk right by, and then there's a large majority of people that are very excited to see a robot in the store. They get very excited about it, and they tend to take pictures of it, video of it, and selfies with the robot. It's very cool.
Selfies with a robot.
Yeah, that's great. It's very cool. Until he asks if you want your body bag to be paper or plastic. I would house that thing. If it came up behind me and said, I have your goat cheese, sir, I'd be like, oh my God! And I'd like elbow it and wrestle it to the ground.
Is this true? Several texters say that there are actually a few Stop and Shops which are doing this here in the Commonwealth already.
What? Really?
Is that true?
I don't know. I haven't.
Can somebody weigh in if they have seen a Stop and Shop robot? I've experienced a grocery store employee who I thought momentarily was a robot, but they were actually a human being. I learned.
They are rolling them out at Stop and Shops. I don't know which ones though. But
Hold on. I'd like to hear for some people. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Matt?
So I actually witnessed one of these over at the Bellingham Stop and Shop down in Bellingham.
They
put googly eyes on the side of the damn thing.
So wait a second. You're at the Stop and Shop in Bellingham.
Yes, sir.
And is the thing just wheeling around, staring at you in anger because you're a human? Or is it like, does it just appear out of the blue? Like, what's the deal on it?
It kind of like, you know, it kind of looked around the corner at me while I was... I was picking out my Lay's potato chips, but no, it's just this giant monolithic thing that's just roaming around the aisles. I asked one of the employees what it's doing, and they say it picks up spills and it, you know, like you said, it tells them when something needs to be restocked. But here's the other thing: it originally had a man's voice that would go along the the PA system.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying that was too intimidating, so they changed it to a woman's voice.
Oh, God. I'm
crying out loud.
Here's a text that says they were at the Pembroke Stop and Shop and saw one. They have one there. and it terrified their children. Well, obviously, it's because the robot uprising. The kids know before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're right. Like animals when a storm is coming.
Yeah.
Or a nuclear or nuclear proliferation. The animals know first. The kids know that the robot uprising is going to be the end of all of us, the human race as we know it. This is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Greg. I was calling about the robot in Pembroke. I've seen it.
Is it creepy AF?
I thought it is. Yeah, it does. It's like the size of that robot in Rocky IV. At least it looks to be.
Yeah.
For the robot, they got Polly, but it doesn't have a head. It's strange looking.
Oh, I thought the guy said it had an eye on it or something.
No, he said they
sort of like a reading radar sensor or something.
Oh,
but it's a strange looking thing, and they told me it was just to clean the floors. I didn't know it was stocking the shelves or looking for anything that's out.
Well, you ought to see what it does when it finds a shoplifter. Rips the jugular right out. Apparently Giant is the parent company of Stop and Shop, according to multiple texters.
Okay.
So that is why, or they are owned by the same parent company or whatever. So that is why some Stop and Shop locations here in Massachusetts have robot employees.
Hmm.
All right. Now, what does a robot do if a woman is at the Stop and Shop and she whips it out and starts breastfeeding? Does the this one doesn't have eyes. Well, it does have eyes. It's got googly eyes.
Yes.
those can be misconstrued.
Please don't do that in front of me.
Googly eyes. What are you gawking at?
It's the woman's voice now because it's less threatening.
Right.
So,
if you're going to breastfeed, please do it in the dairy aisle.
I realize that you have the right to do this by Massachusetts General Law 546127, paragraph 6. However, you're making that older woman in the ethnic foods aisle uncomfortable.
Here's a text that says Emerson Hospital, the medical professionals who saved my life when I tumbled over an inappropriately locked puppy gate, has a robot that delivers meals and medicine to the patients. See, this is happening without us even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there were, at Emerson Hospital or other hospitals, that there were robots who were delivering medications and foods and things?
I didn't even
know that.
I'm sorry that you don't like your dinner, but that's all we're serving. Can you imagine if they introduced a robot assistant at Larry's living facility?
what the hell is that?
You mean
our 102-year-old friend Larry Steinfeld?
Mr. Steinfeld, it's Fried Chicken Friday. I know you like this. I'll take the pudding to someone else.
Here's somebody who works at the hospital and says it's extremely creepy because it brings meds and blood and things to the doctors in the surgical rooms, and it's...
See, I don't know if I'd trust a robot with meds. I mean, I wouldn't trust a robot to begin with.
Trust
but
it
like,
over a human.
It's like its little arm comes out and gives you the pills or whatever, and you're like, okay, well, what do I do with this? You're just trying to put me to sleep so you can skin me alive and wear my face as a mask.
There's one at Boston Children's Hospital, a texter says as well.
Jeez, I hope they dress that one up at least so it doesn't scare the kids, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, well, it is 9:18. I have tickets to give away for Pop Evil at the Paradise on January 30th. That is one day before the end of dry January. Not that I'm counting.
Wait till midnight.
Not that I'm counting. And if you win the tickets, you could win the VIP experience with the band. So if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-WAAF, Old Habits Die Hard, 617-764-WAAF, then you could win the tickets to go see Pop Evil. And if you win the grand prize, you will get to meet the band, and you will also win a swag cycle from Swagtron. So pretty cool grand prize if you are the big winner. Apparently at the Yotel in the Seaport, robots are bringing the room service.
Huh. Does that mean you don't have to tip them? I think that's good for someone who's cheap like you.
Yes, it is. By the way, I think you'll appreciate this.
Yes.
And it gives you more opportunity, as if you needed it, to make fun of me.
Love it. I'm listening.
I went into, you know, I took a trip out to the new MGM casino in Springfield this weekend because I'm thinking of bringing the WAAF celebrity golf tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation out there this year.
Right. Don't remind Albie about that.
I went out there and I flew into a complete panic. I was watching football, very exciting Saturday night, watching football in the room. And I thought to myself, oh, maybe I'll have some room service breakfast. Mm-hmm. I flew into a complete panic because there was no room service menu. Don't you know it? It's on the television
right
now.
Right. Yeah. You're so old. Did you call the concierge like, excuse me, Marie from the concierge, can you can you tell me where I get the menu?
I think that after we're done with the Millennial Olympics, we're going to have to do the, I'm like between baby boomer and X. I don't know what I am, but yeah. But we'll have to do like the baby boomer Olympics and you can challenge me with things
right.
like, there's no room service menu in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Right. Putting a photo on Twitter.
Yeah, right. This is Kayla, who has won the tickets to go see Pop Evil. Hello, Kayla.
What's up, Kid?
Hey, Kid.
Hey, Kid.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Where are you calling from?
I work in Pepperell, but I live in Ashby.
Okay. Well, you have won tickets to go see Pop Evil at the Paradise on January 30th, and you are in the running to win the grand prize, so you could meet the band, and you could win a swag cycle from Swagtron, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Have you encountered a robot at any, like at a grocery store or a hospital or anything yet that is working?
I have not.
Okay.
The self-checkouts at Hannaford, that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the self-checkout. Although, I always have an issue where I put the thing in the bag, and it's not heavy enough to be
right.
on the thing, and then you have to have the assistance of the... There always has to be a human around to assist if the robot screws up. That's the saving grace of the robot uprising, is that they're good... But they don't have a lot of logic.
Mm.
Or maybe they're holding their logic back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't think they have a lot of
right.
logic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There always has to be a person around because there's always invariably a 73-year-old individual that walks up to self-checkout during the busiest time of day and thinks, today's the day I'm going to try this for the first time.
Yeah.
Or can I write a check?
What do I do here? I scan the thing, it beeped at me. I put in 4549, but I didn't get broccoli crowns. Yes, I know the PLU for broccoli crowns off the top of my head.
Let's see. Greg, you are Gen X. All right, so after we do the Millennial Olympics on this show on Friday morning, we'll do the Gen X Olympics, and we'll have the Millennials come back to host that, and they can challenge us when it comes to figuring out what's wrong with the cable TV. I had that thing too. So over the Christmas break, Brees took my remote.
Oh no!
For his television.
Yeah.
And it screwed up my television.
Oh, no.
So then I'm like, hey, knucklehead! I got the remote back, but I couldn't figure out how to make the TV work with the. And that's a panic for me. You know, if I can't make the television work, disaster. All right, are you handling the sports? Let's do news.
Can,
we got the sport.
But,
yeah. We're fine on that. And let's do the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by...
The all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, committed to keeping your loved ones safe on snowy roads. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com. What do you think about this honking ticket story out of Auburn? Are you up to speed on this?
I haven't seen it.
So this is pretty interesting, and I think a lot of people can maybe relate to this that may have had an experience like this in the past, whether they were sighted or just had this happen to them. So this woman named Stephanie Kelly was driving on Route 20 in Auburn a few weeks ago, And a police officer in an unmarked SUV peeled out in front of her. And she
peeled out, her words?
Her words.
Okay.
And had to, she had to swerve to avoid him. Now, she leaned on the horn because cut her off. Dangerous situation. And then she looked over and realized that it was a police officer. So at the time, the officer happened to be pursuing another vehicle, but wound up giving her a ticket for excessive and unnecessary use of her horn. And she doesn't feel that this is fair. She also says that she learned that the officer told his superiors that she had given him the middle finger, was not included in the police report, but she said that she never did that. The ticket was for $55. She said she's going to fight it. This is Stephanie.
I had to swerve around him. Why wouldn't I get angry? And then to get pulled over and get a citation for that action is completely infuriating. I did not flip this guy off. Just not fair. You know, it's my word against his, basically.
Well, I mean, did she have to lean on the horn? I mean, was it an aggressive horning or what? Listen. Overly aggressive horning, or was it just a toot? Like, you know,
it was probably aggressive, but it sounds like she was cut off in maybe a dangerous fashion that could have potentially caused an accident where she had to swerve. You know, I don't think that in a situation like this, maybe the ticket would be warranted. If you're sitting at a light and the person in front of you doesn't go the second the light turns green and you lean on the horn, yes, that might be excessive. But I did not see what happened.
Well, what are you supposed to
see exactly what went on?
Listen, I wait a while. If somebody is not noticing that the light has changed, I wait a while.
Yeah.
And I give them a toot.
The soft toot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey.
But there's no need to be aggressively laying on the horn because somebody did something.
I was caught in this almost exact same situation on the streets of Worcester. I was late picking up my daughter. There was a car in front of me. So since I was late, I was riding this person's butt.
Yeah.
They all of a sudden stopped. Mm. No signal, anything.
Yeah.
I laid on the horn.
Yeah.
And then I tried to go around him. And then the lights came on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I noticed we were at a crosswalk, and there was a woman with a stroller.
Yeah.
Trying
that
to
happens.
Right,
yep.
And so the cop was pointing at a parking lot. I pulled in. I said, "Yeah, I'm a jerk."
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, he let me go.
Nice.
I told him why I was doing that and stuff. He goes, "Just pay attention next time."
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, just wondering in this softened age we live in. Why they even put horns in cars anymore? Because they just, 9 times out of 10, you blow your horn to someone, they just freak out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this woman may have given him the finger also. Like, if she were going to...
But she can do that. That's freedom of speech.
If she were going to aggressively lean on the horn, I feel like she may have also initiated the middle finger.
She was, I believe, driving a Prius.
She was driving a Prius, yes.
So she may have.
You ever given someone the finger and had them circle back around to confront you? Happened to me over vacation.
Over vacation? You're in your 40s. Stop it.
Listen, I was trying to turn the tongue and tone at the parking lot, and it was just the way in which the traffic situation unfolded, there was no reason the guy coming at me couldn't have slowed to let me go because I was already in the middle of the lane when the woman in front of him had like motioned to let me go but kept coming. So I was kind of trapped there. So I was frustrated. So I flipped him the bird. So I'm in the drive-thru waiting for my coffee. The guy circles back around and like the Kermit meme, he gives me the face. And I was like, "I'm sorry." I said, "I'm in the middle of the lane. You had time to stop." He's like, "I was going 20 miles an hour. I couldn't have stopped." I'm like, "You know what, Bob? You could have."
Reacting to these kind of things is going to, it's going to contribute to an early death. Like, just let it
I'm
roll.
Already stressed to the max.
I'm
going to die
roll.
By 60.
Let
it's
it roll
it's
off
already
you.
No.
We're
I
lucky.
Can't.
We are lucky to be alive every single day.
No.
And that, just don't. Like, these people who lay on the horn. It's like, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I just made an error. I didn't look before I turned into your lane and nearly ran you over.
You got to throw the hands in the air first.
Yeah. What?
You got to go, "Don't you see that?"
Right.
And if they don't see you in the rear view, and then you get
I love
horn.
Doing it. I love when people they either give you the finger or they'll give you the hands back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start waving maniacally, yelling like the C word at them or something from the safety of my vehicle.
All right.
Clueless, that's the C word.
We are tomorrow morning on this show, we will go inside the warped female brain at 7:50. So if you need help, Danielle will give it to you, gentlemen. And then at 7:30 or thereabouts, it is Stowe 5-0, a quick look at some of the heinous crimes that have been walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD. Well, I think we know due to history that it gets under people's skin, the way in which I pronounce certain words. We've gone over this before.
Mm-hmm.
Costume is a big issue for people. Appreciate is a big issue for people. And during the break, I did a live read, and I was discussing the new Greg Hill Foundation partnership with Lair Realty, and people were upset that I said realty.
Realty. Where's the I in realty?
Well, I have lived here my whole entire life, 52 years. That's the way I talk. I say realty.
Did you not catch the PSA campaign they did, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 years back, where they were like, Realtor?
No.
Not Realtor?
No.
The National Association of Realtors put out this whole PSA.
All right. Well, I will, in the future, when talking about Lair Realty, I will make sure that I don't say Lair Realty. I don't know why I add
that. Now you're overthinking it.
I don't know.
I don't know why we spent that much time on it.
It has to be a mass. It's got to be. Right. It's probably a mass. It's a mass hole.
I'm going to call my realtor.
It has to.
Yeah.
Anybody misconstrue the message? Anybody?
Well, I would think that Lair would want, you know, their name stated, you know, as they do.
Okay.
Realty.
Okay. Have they called?
No. But Stacy may be calling soon. Maybe she's on the other line complaining right now.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let us know.
I do know that their goal is to donate $50,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation in 2019.
Right.
So if you're buying or selling a home and you're going to use a broker anyway, I ask you to please use Lair. Go to LairCares.com because they're going to give a portion of the transaction to the foundation. So
Lair, now what is their business?
They're in the realty business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. today's weather brought to you by the Boston area campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 39 for a high today. We are in the 20s now, but it is going to warm up. Of course, there is some kind of a storm that is coming on Thursday night into Friday morning. So Friday morning's drive to work will most likely be a tough one. And then there is a bigger storm, which is coming on Sunday. And you should train for a meteor career at at Connecticut School of Broadcasting's Boston area campus. Check out GoCSB.com to schedule a studio day, and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media. It is 9:44, and just an update on LB. We sent him home today because he was feeling ill.
Yeah.
And we hope that he's back tomorrow, but we don't want him to rush it. So
no, take care of yourself, big dog.
When he's back, he is back.
Now, earlier during the breastfeeding discussion, I hate to even say that word again because it sparks so much controversy. We're talking about boobs and women who sometimes show off their boobs.
We were talking about how it's difficult for men to differentiate when it comes to a boob. And I'm sorry, but this is just fact. And I know it bothers you guys.
Wow.
And whenever we have a breastfeeding controversy that's in the news, women say, I don't get it. I take my boobs out and I'm breastfeeding. I'm not doing anything sexual. Why are guys staring? It's just because we are hardwired to stare at boobs.
You don't see the baby. You just see the boob.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
I know.
That's it. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's creepy.
Ugh.
It just is what it is. We see boob, our eyes immediately focus on boob.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes.
So Allie Raisman, Olympic gymnast and local favorite, has penned an op-ed for the current issue of Cosmo.
Cosmo has op-eds?
They do.
Is that what they're calling their articles now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, when it's by a guest writer, Greg.
Was it 43 things you can do with a lollipop to keep yes. your man right. happy in
yes.
bed?
Yes. Yeah. Now,
what is it about?
She talks about how women dress and body shaming and how it can be a very dangerous thing for people to do.
What?
Body? Criticizing what women wear.
Criticizing what women wear
yeah,
is dangerous.
Or talking about their bodies. Anything okay. to do with their bodies. So she starts, you know, she's a gymnast, obviously. And she said, you know, back in the day, boys made fun of her because she was very muscular. You know, obviously, you're a dedicated gymnast. Mm-hmm. You're practicing a lot. Gymnasts have always been very muscular. There was a time when a male TSA agent had doubted that she was actually her because he didn't think she looked strong enough to be a gymnast. So she goes on to say, and I'll read directly from the piece. It makes me sad when I hear women criticized for wearing clothing that is quote unquote too revealing, or worse, that they are quote unquote asking for it. A woman's choice of clothing neither determines nor reflects her character or its intentions, and it definitely isn't an invitation for sexual assault.
Well, I think that's an absolute truth.
For sure.
That's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, though, I think there can become an issue if you're wearing a revealing outfit because you want people to look at it, and then you're bothered by somebody looking at it.
Right.
Do you get that thing?
Get it how? Like
get how someone would feel? Like if I came walking in here with like a half shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay.
Obviously, people
because
they're like, wow.
Because I wanted, you know, it's dry at January, and yeah. I want.
Wait, will it
I
say want, that on the half shirt?
Yeah.
Check me out, dry at January.
All to top.
Check out my abs from not drinking.
There'd be room for a whole lot of other words on there, in addition to that. But let's say I wanted to show off my abs.
Right.
I can't be butthurt if people are staring at my ass.
Listen, if I'm wearing a heavy cleavage top, I'm going to expect that guys are going to look at my boobs in the course of walking by me or in the conversation. I'm not going to get butthurt about it. If
yeah.
they get really weird and over the top, then it's kind of like, all right, rein it in a little bit, guy. Mm-hmm. But yes, I expect that is probably going to happen. It happens. Like women are probably going to look too. It's just
yeah.
a thing. You know, yeah. I've had so many conversations with dudes, even in a professional sense, where one sentence in and they do the boob glance, and it happens. It is what it is. Like
yeah.
I wouldn't get butthurt about it, but I understand why people do. So in this piece in Cosmo, which Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman has penned, she goes on to say that by criticizing women for what they wear, it discourages them from speaking up in cases of sexual assault. So basically saying like, well, you wore that outfit. What did you think was going to happen? And then maybe they fear, or maybe something happens to a person and they don't speak up and say, hey, I was assaulted by this person, or I was raped by this person because they were wearing a skimpy outfit, or they were wearing something maybe revealing.
That's stupid. That logic has nothing to do with it. So I would agree with her, and she's certainly somebody who's experienced
yeah.
the horror of what happened to her and the other gymnasts. So
yes.
I completely understand that. Yes, Shu.
The only thing I disagree with her about is did she say women? You shouldn't judge or think a woman has intentions by the way she dresses, because we kind of talk about that all the time. You know, whether a woman's intention is to, sometimes we mention salespeople and they mm-hmm. want to look nice, or they want to use, you know, their attractiveness to
help
the sale.
Yeah, but their intention is not to be assaulted.
Right. No, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But in that concern,
yeah.
or like, you know, I've known several women bartenders who
sure.
go out and they're like, you know, you show a little boob and you get
bigger
tips.
Oh, yeah,
you get
better tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff
yeah.
like that. So, or if you're going out and you're looking
right.
for a date, right?
Yeah.
And so you want to dress as attractive as possible. So
I think she's saying is that you can't assume that for every single
right,
person.
Right, exactly.
Like, you can't just make the blanket assumption
right.
like she's dressed provocatively.
Right.
She's clearly trying for X, Y, Z.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Bet your ass I used these mm-hmm. things to get tips when I was at McGreevy's and Coyote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm out of here with that.
I would have said, here's your tip. Don't fry bacon with your shirt off.
Hey, give me your credit card. I'll fill out the slip.
That's what I would have said.
Oh, God.
All right. Give me your wallet.
We have some stuff that we have to get to news-wise, correct?
Yes, there is an irrational fear in the news.
All right.
Out of Florida, a woman in Maitland said that an otter charged at her, bit her calf, and scratched her while she was walking her dog last week.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Just she was randomly walking her dog.
Randomly walking her dog.
And a rabid otter attacked.
Anne Christine Langsilius said she was walking on a bridge by the lake.
Now, do otters have teeth? Or I assume they do if it bit her calf. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the otter started chasing her and her dog. She couldn't get away from it. It held onto her leg until she was off the bridge. And she said it was very, very scary.
I saw an otter coming, getting on the dock from the other side, just looking at me, and went straight for me. And I got a really good hold a little further down, and I hung on the whole bridge when I ran. It went so fast. I think maybe like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So fairly big. Okay. And then short legs.
Short legs.
And very wet.
So the thing was hanging on to her calf with his teeth?
Yep.
No thanks.
Yep. Oof.
This is why I don't walk in the woods. I only walk quickly on the roadways.
So anyway, they're gonna warn people in the area and let them know to be careful. Kim and Kanye confirmed that they are having a fourth child.
We already knew this.
Well, it was speculated,
but
Kim, they never actually came out and said, yes, it's happening. They've kind of danced around it. But they did confirm they're having a baby boy via surrogate. TMZ first reported it because Kim had made those comments that you just referred to. But then she did confess Monday night to Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live.
Are you working on another child?
We are.
That's great.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have a due date?
We do.
It's
sometime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know if it's a boy or a girl?
We do. It's a boy. I mean, I think it's...
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, obviously I knew that. I was going to say you were telling everybody.
Well, it's out there. I mean...
I know, but you haven't confirmed it.
Well, I know, but I got drunk at our Christmas Eve party and I told some people and I can't remember who I told because I never get drunk and...
There you go.
I never get drunk.
So exciting.
Yes. I'm going to have a big shower. Get it?
Imagine having... Those two as your parents.
I never have to work.
Oh my god!
Well, no, that's true. You wouldn't, but
would you ever see them?
I don't know. You probably have to, if you have a serious thing to discuss with your parents, you probably have to slide into her DMs.
Mm.
That's the only way. Hey, Mom, do you think you could find 10 minutes to respond back to me on social media?
And she'd be like, "Call my people.
My plan for life."
Mm-hmm.
Obscure reference. This is Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, I have an obscure reference for the otter.
The otter. Yes.
Zootopia.
What is it?
Zootopia.
Zootopia?
It's a kids movie, mm-hmm. but there's a rabid otter that attacks everybody.
Okay. I haven't seen it. Have not seen Zootopia. Why would I?
Right.
My kids are old. It would be weird if I said I had seen
it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You went to the theater by yourself.
I was trying to get hugs. Or what was that guy doing? He was trying to get the he was offering the piggyback rides for the football players.
Oh, yes.
Remember that guy during How Creepy Is It?
Who wants a piggyback ride?
Yeah.
Is your kid here?
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you for listening this morning. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. If you missed anything today, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at any time from any place. Via WAAF.com or the radio.com app, which is our app that you can download for free. So full show podcast, hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four in their entirety, except for the ear moss, which we have to remove for copyright reasons. you can hear that at any time when you download at WAAF.com. Sto5O tomorrow and Inside the Warp Female Brain tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.